Praise God. I wasn't going to speak today. I was going to leave that to others. There's a lot of things sometimes I say I ain't going to do, and I do them anyway. But, you know, you think about it, you get an opportunity to speak for the Lord. That's a great thing. Amen. And it's hard to just sit down and keep your tater trap shut and hope somebody else will say it for you. That is if you're the Lord. Genesis chapter 1. God says in his word that he created man in his image. After his likeness created he him, male and female, created he them. And you know, I've preached around that for years and looked at it and I've seen it and I've read it. I've quoted it. And it's amazing how you can see something and miss it. The other night, I was watching a thing on Discovery Channel or some stupid thing, one of those things, and there was these goats. They weren't really goats. They looked like goats. They were a family related to them, but it was some kind of an animal, little prongy horns. And they were showing this mountainside. And it just looked like a mountainside, and it's got bushes and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, the guy shot a gun, and hundreds of these things took off. They were right there in front. It was amazing how they were just sitting there, and no, you couldn't even see them. And it's so it is with me sometimes when, and I'm sure with others, when you read the Word, there are things sitting there right smack dab in front of you. And you pass right by it, never seeing it. Well, one thing I've preached for years, and I've said many times, is there is nothing that is made that was not first made by God, and that all things that are either of him or a perversion of what he did. Satan being the one who does the perversion. And it struck me the other day why murder is so wrong. It's because when you murder a man, you're attacking God's image. And men who hate God and cannot attack God directly destroy his image or seek to do so. And there are many in the world today who hate God and do not want man to know God. And they seek to destroy his image. And one of the greatest examples of all we see in Islam and in this ISIS thing, they don't care who they kill. They don't care if they kill other Muslims. All they want to do is attack God and destroy that name of Jesus Christ and come against him with everything they can, and they can't touch him. They can't touch Jesus. So the only thing they can do is destroy the image of God, which is man and woman. They do all they can to destroy. Jesus said over in John chapter 17, verse 14, said, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now he's speaking of the 11 disciples here, who are going to be his apostles. He's speaking of the 11 disciples. But if you read on, and if you study, you can be a member of that group. You can become a member of that group that is known of God, loved of God, one with God, of God. But the cost is the world will hate you. And because the world hates God, the world will seek to kill you and destroy you. This is the way it's been since the beginning. It started with Cain killing his brother Abel. It started right there. He was so mad at God because God would not accept his sacrifice. Why should God have accepted Cain's sacrifice? Why should he? God had clearly shown Adam the way of sacrifice using the lamb and the skins thereof he used for clothing. The lamb that was sacrificed represented Christ who would die for all. And yet he rejected that sacrifice. He rejected that gospel and came up with his own sacrifice. And that which he sacrificed was cursed. Did not God tell Adam because of his sin, the earth was cursed and all that was in it? They came from the earth. Do we not come from the dust of the earth? Therefore, are not our bodies cursed? We're cursed from the moment we come out of our mother's womb because of God's judgment. But God gave us a way. If we believe God and trust God and we'll listen to God, he'll remove the curse from us and give us a new body, a blessed body, a righteous body, a body that is holy and pure with him. But it can only come through the blood of Jesus Christ and by believing him and receiving him and accepting him and doing his will. And what is his will? It is a simple will. It is to love God with all thy heart, soul, strength, mind, and whatever else you have. Amen?
Amen.
And how do you know you love God? Because you love his image. You love his image. You love those who were created in his image. And you seek to do that which is good to them. You seek to do that which is right with them. And above all, you seek to show them God's love and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those that have God's love and the gospel of Jesus Christ, you treat them as though you would want to be treated yourself. You care about them. You care about them. It's as simple as that. But the world hates that. And it hates it because the world hates God. And you see, Satan's little, what's that word I want to use? I said it earlier. Of course, my brain, you know, what can I say? Perversion. Thank you, Steve. I knew I had you back there for a reason. Other than just holding up the wall. The perversion that Satan has put out is idol worship. God abhors idol worship. You're not to be making to yourself a graven image. Let it be of wood, gold, silver, clay, pottery, or whatever. Doesn't make any difference if it's an image of a person or an image of an animal. A graven image is a curse. And it's a slap in the face of God. Let's take something in the Catholic Church, because I used to be a Catholic. Why would the graven image of the Mother Mary be a curse? Because a graven image is the image of a God, so-called. Therefore, the image of Mary puts her in the realm of a god or goddess. The image of Joseph would put him in the area of God or a goddess. And so it is with all images. All images, whatever they are, says that the image represents a god or a goddess. There is only one God, and his name is Jesus Christ. And ye were born and created in his image. So therefore, why would you want something between you and him? It is foolish. It doesn't even make sense. Amen, Brother Davey. Preach on, that sounds good. Pat myself on the back. Did you see? Sitting right there in the open for all of us to see. And we pass it by. It gets simpler every day. Simpler and simpler. Why we make it so complicated? Why do we want to make the salvation gospel of Jesus Christ complicated when it is so, so simple? Love God. Love your neighbor. Love one another. Care about one another. Do good to one another. Help one another. When you blight one another, I like to throw that word out because people, you can feel them in spirit scratching their head. What does he mean, blight? Anybody ever been to an orange grove? You seen oranges with that brown rust mite on them? That's a blight. You seen tomatoes with the ugly stuff on them? That's a blight. Anything that takes away from the image, the looks, the quality, or the goodness of an item is a blight. And when people, Christians especially, blight one another in their own way, they're attacking God. Not willing to go so far as to kill, but to blight God because they think they are better than the ones they are blighting. Let it not be so named or mentioned among us. I know it has been. Let it not be anymore. Let each person in their own heart decide, today is a day I will no longer blight my brother. And then when you do, because you will, ask forgiveness and start over. And then when you do it again, you ask forgiveness and you start over until you get it right. Amen. So, let's get it simple. Love one another. That's how you show you love God. I'm done.